This is KUT. Texas has not been enforcing compliance with one of its own laws for years now. It's a 30-year-old law requiring public and private high schools to hand out voter registration applications to eligible students at least twice a school year. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, civil rights groups say very few schools are doing this, and they say it's up to state officials to do more about it.
The way things are set up right now, it's basically up to high schools to make this law work. And according to Beth Stevens, it's not really working. Stevens is with the Texas Civil Rights Project. She says only 6% of schools in Texas are asking the state for voter registration forms. She told reporters during a press conference outside of their headquarters on Montopolis Drive that she knows at least one reason why so few schools are participating.
Right now, the secretary requires already busy high school administrators to send a form requesting the voter registration forms. That's right, send a form to request forms.
Steven says this setup is ridiculous and it could be simplified. And she says it's up to Texas Secretary of State Rolando Pablos to do that. Steven says there's another problem in all this. She says the state doesn't really know how many schools are complying.
The problem with answering that question is the Secretary of State's office hasn't tracked that information. And that's one of the things that we are arguing that he should implement is a tracking process so that we can, going forward, know which schools are in compliance and which schools aren't.
Steven says the only reason her group knows so few schools are asking for voter registration applications is because for the past 4 years, they have been asking school administrators themselves. And advocates see a larger problem here. They say the state is missing an opportunity to turn young Texans into active voters in the short and long term. Here's Brendan Downs with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law and Cindy Weatherby with the League of Women Voters of Austin.
Texas ranks near the bottom in youth voter registration and turnout. This is a great remedy for that problem.
The one thing we do know already is that when voter registration is coupled with messages about the personal importance of voting and the how, when, and where information is given, that students are more likely to vote.
And this is something advocates say is frustrating, mostly because Texas has a detailed law that gives high schools a lot of information on how to run these drives. Beth Stevens with the Texas Civil Rights Project says it's also a unique law.
And one that would be, very powerful if we could get the secretary to enforce compliance.
And these groups, who sued the state over voting rights issues in the past, say litigation is not out of the question as they try to get the state to comply with its own law. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.